And in honour of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras this weekend, we thought we'd search through the archives to shine a light on Gay Waves, Sydney's first gay and lesbian radio program, which was broadcast weekly on 2SER from 1979 to 2005. 1979, Gay Waves first went to air at a time when homosexual behaviour was still criminalised in 7 out of 8 Australian states and territories. The program illustrated various aspects of the gay liberation movement in Australia through interviews, coverage of events such as HIV/AIDS rallies and Mardi Gras festivals, music, talkback, and news and current affairs. Now, I've got some audio here from Gay Waves' first ever live broadcast, which took place in January 1980. The discussion taking place echoes the sentiment of one of the final hosts of Gay Waves, Tim Govers, who said people used to listen to the show when they were young and it helped them come to terms with being gay. A number of people have told me they came out on air by calling the program, so it has been a significant piece of people's lives. I've got the broadcast for you right here.
Well, listen, going back to what we're here to talk about tonight, Mark, we thought that as this was the beginning, and as it's the first time ever that Gay Waves have gone to air live, which we hope is something that will be taken up again in February, we'd start off the year by talking a little bit about the whole idea of what it means to be gay in the broadest sense. And there's been a lot of talk in the last few years about the idea of there being a gay lifestyle and a gay culture and a gay identity. And it seems to me that that raises as many questions as some of the older types of ideas about homosexuality. And so really what we're here to talk about, I think, is what does it mean to be gay? Is there something about being gay
that... Is there such a thing as a gay identity?
That's right. And if there is, how does it work for women as against men? Do we have something in common because we're gay that cuts across the obvious things that are different because we're women and men?
I'm inclined to think that we haven't got much in common at all.
But you know, I'm going to agree with you, Mark. I mean, I think the gay movement got hung up on this, actually, and has had enormous trouble for 10 years, actually, trying to cope with the fact that the day-to-day experiences of gay men and gay women really are quite different. And where I think this is most obvious is the way that in the last 10 years there's been an absolute explosion of a gay commercial world for men, but
and
not very,
very
much
for women.
That's right.
In the same breath, I think... The nature and self-concept of lesbians has undergone quite a radical change in the 70s, which I haven't seen being echoed by the male homosexual community.
Miles ahead of the mainstream conversation. Now, Gay Waves was run by a passionate and diverse volunteer collective, including long-standing members Michael Shrumbury, Uma Kalashakti, who worked on the program for many years, broadcaster and activist Julie McCrossan, whose first broadcasting job was with Gay Waves, and Greg Reading, who was with the program continuously through its 25-year run. Another audio clip I have here is from 1999, as Greg Reading and Susan Hawkswood discuss the early years and the formation of the program.
The University of Technology and Macquarie University farsightedly had initiated an educational license which was able to accommodate various groups like ourselves as well as more serious educational side.
Well, Gay Waves has always been educational.
We have, and we continue to educate about all sorts of things. As you'll keep listening and you'll hear,
you'll get the education of your lives.
So now I'll rush up in the lift to say I want some too. We want a gay program on 2SER.
And the studio was very encouraging. There was no opposition whatsoever. Keith Jackson, then the manager of 2SER, was incredibly supportive. We started as a half-hour program.
And I was going to ask you, Susan, how was the ethos of the program established back then?
I think in the very early days it was simply week by week, we have to get it on. We wanted to broaden the program. We wanted to include a lot more people from outside UTS and Macquarie University. And I don't know how Greg got involved. Tell us how you turned up, Greg.
Noel approached me. At those times, every year, there was a national gay and lesbian homosexual conference, and these went, moved from capital city to capital city depending on if there was a small team in the capital city willing to take it on. And in 79 that was in Melbourne, and having been arrested the previous year and suddenly dragged into gay politics and involvement in everything, I'd been arrested at the previous conference. I couldn't miss the Melbourne conference, went down there, attended various workshops. I was working in film at the time, and there was a radio workshop, and Noel was there, and he spoke to me and said, we're starting this show in Sydney, would you like to be involved? So I exchanged phone numbers, and when it got closer, he called me.
2SER is extremely grateful for the work of Dietmar Holman, who joined Gay Waves in 1985, worked on the program for more than 15 years. Dietmar donated his collection of recordings, posters and photographs to the National Film and Sound Archive of Australia in 2009, who have gone about digitising all these recordings so that can be accessed by the general public online. Those recordings courtesy of the National Film and Sound Archive. His donation is the reason that we can play these audio files today, highlight the important role that Gay Waves played throughout its 25-year run. So if you're celebrating the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras this weekend, I hope you have an absolutely fabulous, fabulous time. I hope you celebrate, the kind of successes, the kind of victories that the movement has seen just over the past year, but certainly looking back over such a short time, over so few decades, and seeing how far the movement has come. I certainly hope people this weekend are celebrating that, really shining in that, and also just acknowledging the past and all the work that was done there by some really terrific people under some incredibly, incredibly difficult conditions.